Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. The Just for Laughs Comedy Festival has made their announcement of who will be performing at this year's festival. This is a great fest. We'll talk about it a lot in the upcoming weeks. I'll tell you when you should go. But some of the names this year: Chelsea Handler, Joe Coy, Eliza Schlesinger, Russell Peters, Hannah Gadsby, Ronnie Chang, Patton Oswalt, and Mark Maron, Kevin Hart, Bill Burr, Hasan Minhaj, John Mulaney, Tommy Tiernan, Veer Daz, Australian comic Celeste Barber, and Neil Brennan. The Ethnic Show, one of the long-running shows, has been renamed. That's now called the Just for Culture Show. We'll talk about that in a second. The Nasty Show, which is a great show, will be hosted by Big J Okerson. Dara O'Brien will host the Brit-ish Comedy Showcase, one of my favorite shows to attend as well. Let's fly through this really quickly. The galas include Chelsea Handler, Joe Coy, Eliza Schlesinger, Russell Peters, Hannah Gadsby, Ronnie Chang, Patton Oswalt, and Mark Maron. Mulaney will do a Thursday night show on July 28th, Hasan Minhaj on that Friday. The formerly titled Ethnic Show, now called Just for the Culture, is a complete celebration of diversity, inclusion, and funny people. You'll hear a variety of comedians take the stage, talk about their perspectives. Alonzo Bowden is your host. He's great. Paul Rabalaskas, Deborah DiGiovanni, Jessica Kirsten, Dave Merhage, Shang Wang, and Giannis Pappas round out that show. The Nasty Show is always great. Prepare yourself for a night of kill or be killed comedy featuring some of comedy's dirtiest minds. Big J Okerson is your host there, but that's always one of the highlights of the festival. One I really like is Brit-ish. Brit-ish boasts a lineup of some of the funniest comedians from across the pond. Dara O'Brien is your host. I go see that every time I'm up in Montreal for the festival. One of my favorites. And here's one, Midnight Surprise. The show's at midnight, the rest is a surprise. Hailed as one of the festival's most popular series, audiences sell out each performance to find out who will show up. In the past, some of the people who showed up were Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, Tiffany Haddish, Judd Apatow, and Amy Schumer, who's hosting the Oscars for some reason. As that gets a little closer, I'll talk you through it, but if you want to start planning, let's find out when the New Faces shows are. Those are usually on Wednesday or Thursday night. I'm not sure it'll be in the first week or the second week, so I would plan to go for the New Faces show and then maybe stick around the Friday night and hit a couple shows and get out of Dodge. But once the schedule fills out, I'll talk you through that. The Montreal Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs Montreal, is fantastic. You should absolutely go. Jim Gaffigan is taping yet another special. He has produced 14 comedy specials now since 2017. He's put one out every year. That's pretty impressive to turn over your material at that kind of churn rate, and his material's been fantastic. He's going to record this one in Tampa on October 15th. Two shows, 7 and 9:30. Haven't seen an announcement from Gaffigan himself, but the Straz Center says these performances will be filmed and recorded for Jim Gaffigan's next comedy special. So maybe we'll get some more Gaffigan for Christmas again. That would be good. Ronnie Chang is coming out with his second special for Netflix. I loved his first one. This one is called Speakeasy. It was filmed at the Chinese Tuxedo Bar and Restaurant in New York City. In the special, he shares his takes on the pandemic, race relations, cancel culture, and stories from his experiences as an international touring comic. All right, Ronnie Chang, Speakeasy, Netflix, April 5th. Amy Schumer, who's hosting the Oscars on Sunday for some reason, talked to Page Six about her tattoo. She said she got it at a shady spot in the East Village. They went too deep. It's not straight. It's on an angle, and it's not good. I remember kind of puffed up and was irritated. It was not good for making out. I was either 17 or 18, a great time to make a permanent decision, and my mom drove me to that. Let's you know a little bit about our relationship. Your mom drove you to the East Village? Is she insane? What did she do with a car in the East Village? The Amy Schumer press campaign continues. She spoke with People. She revealed the parenting advice she's given friends Michael Cera and Jennifer Lawrence, a name dropper. It's about failing. It's like stand-up. You mess up so bad. It couldn't go much worse than what we named our son initially. They initially named her son Gene Attell. And then people pointed out that's kind of like genital, which I didn't notice until they said it. But as for Michael Cera and Jennifer Lawrence, they're doing great. They really are both just such clear, natural parents. Isn't that nice? The Oscars announced some of the presenters, among them Bill Murray, Stephanie Beatriz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Tiffany Haddish. Previously announced presenters, if you just want some name dropping here, include Halle Berry, Sean Diddy Combs, Jamie Lee Curtis, Woody Harrelson, Samuel L. Jackson, Lily James, Zoe Kravitz, Mila Kunis, Lady Gaga, John Leguizamo, Simu Liu, Shawn Mendes, Rosie Perez, Tyler Perry, Chris Rock, Tracy Ellis Ross, Naomi Scott, Wesley Snipes, Uma Thurman, and John Travolta. The Oscars, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. My plan is to watch, say, the first 2 hours of the Oscars and then jump in the studio. So Monday morning, you will have my thoughts on Amy Schumer hosting the Oscars for some reason. The Verge wrote a very interesting article with the headline, How SiriusXM Bought and Bungled a Beloved Podcast Network. This is about the acquisition by Sirius of Stitcher / Earwolf. I have linked to this article on the Facebook page, which is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group, and also the subreddit, Daily Comedy News. I will comment lightly here. I'll just tell you, as you read the article about some of the ins and outs of what might be going on inside SiriusXM, none of it sounds crazy to me. I'll leave it at that. I read the article and I'm like, yeah. That's my take. Paul Scheer says the pitch was simple. It was 12 years ago, and the founders of Earwolf wanted him to make a podcast. He recalls them saying, we're going to make these shows, and you can do whatever you want. His show, called How Did This Get Made, was recorded in a band rehearsal space in the middle of Hollywood, and there was no talk of ads. It was very lo-fi. The idea of even selling ads wasn't a thing. There was nobody making big deals in podcasting. The Verge writes, hearing people describe the heyday of Earwolf, the comedy podcast network, you can understand how it so quickly developed a roster of talented comics from the Sklar brothers to Brett Gelman and some others. Comedians roamed the halls of Earwolf's office, and everybody seemed to be having a good time making the shows they wanted to make. So around that time, I was kind of jumping up and down. Just to catch everybody up, I ran SiriusXM Comedy from 2004 to 2014, and I was screaming, we need an LA presence. I wanted to have a comedy department in LA because I saw that Earwolf was starting to do all these podcasts, and we were going to have some challenges. Also, in the early days of Earwolf, it was very circular. It felt like there were six podcasts, and everybody would just guest on each other's podcast, but they quickly built up a network there, and I felt like, we better get in on this. During my time there, we did not open an LA comedy office. I don't know what has happened since. Back to The Verge. Yo, is this racist? A show in which the hosts answer listener voicemails and determine whether certain experiences are racist came up multiple times throughout The Verge's reporting as a title the Earwolf team loved, but ended up leaving the network over lack of support. The host told the writer they were asked to remove racist from the show's title because it made ads harder to sell. He said the sales team told them some advertisers might think the show is pro-racism. One of the hosts says to us, what we heard was that means you haven't listened to the content and you aren't making any effort to explain it to advertisers. A spokesperson says a name change was never discussed. The show left the network and is now working with Gumball for ad sales. There's also some sort of letter signed by prominent hosts like Chris Gethard, Jason Mantzoukas, and Nicole Byer. That letter demands answers for why ad revenue dropped or never really thoroughly existed in the first place. The letter says, your sales team has continually passed the buck to each of us in order to hide their own ability to properly support our shows. If this many of us are experiencing the same trend with ads, there's clearly a systemic issue beyond any individual show's responsibility. We believe the entire mid-roll model is only optimized to sell for its top shows. In addition to that, actively penalizes any medium or smaller shows. The Verge writes, Earwolf was already changing in the years before the acquisition. The network had started to prioritize larger shows like Office Ladies or Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, prioritizing those over the small comedy series that the network built its name on. Since the acquisition, employees say that's accelerated. Multiple smaller shows, including Culture Kings, Off Book, the Improvised Musical, which is a podcast I love, and Spanish Aquí, have left or ended their runs, while Earwolf has continued to focus on big names like Seth Rogen, who launched a podcast last October. One host says it feels closer to Spotify or something else where they're hit hunting. Doesn't really feel like it has an identity as a comedy network that supports artists in the same way. I'll speak to that. That hit hunting thing, that is consistent with my experience back in the day, so I don't think that's crazy at all. The Toronto Sketch Festival starts today. It's the 17th annual. This one will take place completely online. There was a pandemic. Did you hear about this? So you can go to torontosketchfest.com and look at some of the troupe names. I always enjoy sketch troupe names like Antiques Roadshow 3000, or Behind the Banjos, or Larry the Lizard Keeper, or how about Plant Mom? You get the idea. Toronto Sketch Fest today through the 27th. That's a lot of fun. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.